the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
Thank you so much. How are you doing today?
How are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. Can't complain. You excited for the season finale? You know, it's finally here.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. People are going to go nuts. Well, I guess this is going to air after it plays. So everybody's losing their minds right now.
First question, I'm going to just get us off top because, you know, people are going to be like, why didn't you answer this? Did Effie kill Lauren? People going to kill me for not asking. I'm just going to ask. You have to answer. I know you don't.
Look, I'm going to leave this up to the viewers, but I'm going to say this. Effie don't miss, all right?
given Effie's portrayal of Tariq in season 6 of Power, do you think she'll have compassion for Lauren?
I don't really think Effie has compassion for anyone besides possibly Tariq, because she's so much about herself. She just, and Tariq is the one person that's made her feel something. So I wouldn't say so.
How do you think Tariq will feel? How do you think the relationship between Effie and Tariq will be after he finds out about Lauren?
Yeah, not good. Not particularly the best. I think that, you know, Tasha, I've just lost the love of my life. Like back in OG Power days, that's literally what the situation is. Like he's just lost somebody that he really, really loves. He's having a hard time dealing with her death. And Effie is someone that he can confide in, and he does love Effie too. But yeah, it's tough because it's like, it's very hard to mourn and love at the same time.
Yeah. I feel like Effie's kind of like the wild card character because she can she can do whatever she pretty much wants. She doesn't even have to be in the situation. She can be in and out, whatever she pretty much wants to do. What do you think Effie's intentions for next season will be?
I actually, it's crazy that you say this because in the other interviews, I was saying she is the wild card and she has so many different characteristics to her. She is a cold-hearted person, but she does love Tariq. And she's very, very smart. So it's just it could go multiple different ways. I will say that in season 3, we'll learn a lot more about her and what makes her tick. She's very mysterious. She does come and go as she pleases. So I know a lot of people want to know more about her, and you'll definitely get that season 3.
How would you like to see her explored next season? Like, is there any certain things you want to see out of her for next season?
Honestly, I am ready to go completely crazy. I want to be off my rocker. Like, I want to do the craziest of things. So whatever that consists of, I'm ready to take on.
If it could be, a certain scenario, if you could just, pick out your own scene to do something crazy, and, what would be, your ideal scene to do?
I really like things that get people talking, so possibly another betrayal situation, or maybe something like that gets the people talking. Anything that will make people hate or love her.
Did you see Effie getting closer to Kay next season?
I've seen a lot of people making that assumption because I think whether it was Lil Guap, Kane, anyone that's around Effie, they make their little compliments and try to talk to her. But she's focused on Tariq, so.
Yeah. Is there any, I know there's, a fan speculation out there that's, Kane could have possibly been involved in Effie's brother's murder. I don't know if there's any truth to that. Do you think that's gonna maybe happen in season 3 or maybe not? Or
that's a good one. I've seen people saying that they think that Effie is related to Mecca. They think that Effie is related to Lobos. They think that all of these different things. They think that Effie and Guap are twins. And there's so many good ones, and there's so many terrible ones. We'll just have to wait.
That was literally my next question. I was going to be like, is there any, like, related business or personal situation with Mecca?
Right. And that's a fair assumption.
There's a lot we don't know about Effie's and her background. Do you think, like, what is something you really, like, what is something you really want, like, the fans to see from her next season, from, like, her background story when they do it?
I want them to, because I know a lot of people, they get onto her about the way that she chooses to handle situations. And, for example, with her talking to Kane, before she went and she killed Lauren. I want them to understand why she does the things that she does. You know what I mean? And I also want people to see that deep, deep down in there somewhere, she does have a heart. She doesn't use it very much, but it's definitely there. And I think she always has good intentions. She doesn't ever move in a stupid way. Everything is very a controlled, calculated chaos.
That's true. You know, in Power, you know, you can go out, any character can go on in any episode. There was like the perfect way, or is there any like certain way you want Effie to go out if she ever goes out?
Oh, yes. I don't know. Like, I want to go out blazing. I want to go out like
Scarface, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because whoever's taking me down, they're not taking me down easy. Like, it's not, you know, there's the deaths where it's like, oh, I didn't see this coming. And they're like standing there and there is just them two in a room and someone shoots her. That's not going to happen. You're going to have to catch me guns out, bombs out, blazing, because it's not happening.
If you can enter the show as yourself to talk to Effie for like 5 minutes, what would you say to her?
Oh, that's a good one. I've never been asked that question before. I would say to her, I would probably say to her, any decision comes out better if you take just like 10 seconds to really, really think about it. Because your emotions can get the best of you very, very easily. And I love to say this, Effie's a Scorpio, okay? I'm a Scorpio in real life. My character is a Scorpio. So them emotions can get the best of you, but you just gotta breathe, just gotta chill and continue to use that big brain of yours.
Okay, I like that. There's a lot of dope OGs in the Power universe. You got like Ghost, Kanan, Tasha, Monet, Rack, and the Kanan series, even Tommy. Like, who do you want to be like your OG if you had to like live as your character in the Power universe?
Honestly, I'll say Kanan. I'll probably say Kanan, or hold on. Kanan, yeah, I'm gonna stick with that because I think that him and Effie are very similar in a lot of ways. And that goes hand in hand with the fact that you know, I get a lot of comparisons to Jukebox. Everybody thinks that Effie and Jukebox are similar. And, you know, Jukebox and Kanan were very, very close. So it just kind of all goes hand in hand. I feel like that'd be dope.
Okay. That would be dope. I don't know how that would work out, though. But, you know, that would be.
Right.
If you could play like another character in the show, what character would you play?
I would probably say, honestly, I wouldn't. Let me start there. I think I so highly of my character. I have so much fun and she's so edgy. This is right up my alley right here. But if I had to choose, I'd probably say Monet. She's badass. I'd probably stick there. I'm trying to think. I'd say Monet, but it's like, she's kind of like Effie in a lot of ways, I guess.
Yeah. What were your thoughts about that, like, dinner scene?
Oh my goodness. No, because look, I read the script. Of course, I seen what was going to happen before it happened. But when I seen it in the way that Toya delivered it, I was like, what? Oh, she's snapped. Yeah.
I was like, yo, that episode was just crazy.
That was crazy.
And Zeke, I don't know. Zeke had me. I was like, come on, man. You got to do the bad. Like, the bad thing, bad dude. And then also the another funny part about that was like when Kane was like his only the entire time his only concern was he wasn't the oldest son.
Yes, I was like really Kane. But you know what? Like I feel like that's such a Kane thing to say. Like Woody in person has such like a dry, sarcastic sense of humor. Sometimes you don't even realize he's saying a joke, but he is. So it's like for me. I was like laughing because that just seemed like such a new thing to do.
You know, there's so many like different great power spinoffs coming out now and everything. Like if you could be like in one of the power spinoffs, what power spinoff would you want to be?
Definitely Raising Kanan. I love Raising Kanan. I think every single actor on there, they be acting like their rent is due tomorrow because they be snapping hard. Like they are really, really good. I love working with good actors. And just like the whole like old school fashion and like music. Yeah.
Who's your favorite character from that show?
Definitely Patina. Okay. She, yeah. It's a no brainer. She be snapping. Makai, what? Crazy. He has Kanan 50 mannerisms down like no one's business. He is phenomenal. Nice. 10 out of 10.
My last question for you today before I let you go is like, what do you think like will shock us the most about the season finale?
You know, these deaths, man. I guarantee you nobody's seen these deaths come in. So
is there gonna be multiple deaths?
There's gonna be some deaths. Shit, everybody might die. Who knows?
Hey Grace, how are you doing today?
Very well. How are you?
Pretty good. Appreciate you coming on. No, my bad. I'm sorry. I've been having technical difficulties all day. But Cut, Color, Murder, I really liked the film. I was just, I was so confused. I thought so many people did it, and it turned out none of the people I thought did it. So that was like really good. Like, what was your like first thoughts like when you were reading the script? Like, did you have like a certain person like that you thought did it before you got to the end of the script? You're like, oh, they actually did it. Like,
I mean, no, I really tried to go at it with an open mind. I wanted to look at it from a viewer perspective rather than trying to break it down as an actor. I just wanted to invest in the story first. So I really let myself go on a full wild ride, as everyone who's going to watch it will. And I let myself get invested in any character that I was like, oh, maybe it was, or maybe it was Chelsea. I mean, it was fun.
No, yeah, I was like, at first I thought who really did it, and this is going to come afterwards, but I thought Sterling definitely did it at first. I was like, oh.
Me too. Man. No, me too. For
sure. Cause he pulled out the like the shards thing when they were at the dinner or not dinner but like drinks or having drinks. He said the shards thing. I was like, okay, did he do it? And then they went wait for him, and then they went back with the I forgot what was the vinegar.
The fertilizer.
Yeah, the fertilizer. Yeah. I was like, oh, he definitely did it. And then I was like, he just kept throwing different names. I was like, and at the end, I was like, oh, cause at first, like when I saw the person who actually did it, I thought, oh, she's definitely probably the one that did it. And then they just like brought it to so many people. I was like, I'm so confused on who did it. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
But, no, yeah, but then by the time you get there and you walk it back through the story, like when you reflect on the story, you're like, oh,
at first, that's what I thought. Like when that incident happened, I was like, okay, she's definitely probably the one that did it. And then, and then they threw me off with Sterling so bad. I was like, oh, I'd say, that scene with the bar, I was like, yo,
yeah,
did Sterling did it? Because like they didn't release that information yet. And like, how did he know that? And then they showed the footage of him there later. I was like, okay, so Sterling probably did it. And then Then they brought it to Stan. I was like, what is going on here?
Rabbit walking his rabbit.
I was so confused. And then I was like, okay. I said, yeah, I really love how that was done. But how was like shooting that project? Because I know that was just like, it must have been fun. Like,
it was so fun. Every single day, it was just, we would laugh so hard at each other. And just that we had this running joke about my character's name, Chelsea, because Linda, who plays Rachel, one time called me Kelsey in one of the scenes. And so it just became this running joke of changing my name. So it would be, hey, Chamomile. And then I just have to turn and be like, what'll it be today? But it was a phenomenal experience. We all had a really good time.
Like the set looked like so much fun, and they had like so many props. Did you like think of taking anything, or did you actually take something from the set? I was like, okay, Rachel Scissors is kind of like would have been a dope one to take now. Just thinking about it, I just wanted to.
I played with them when I was on set. I would like, we'd kind of take turns joking, being like, what if I just, obviously, like nobody did, but it was fun to play in a hair salon and not feel like you couldn't, because as a child, obviously, I'm like, when I was a kid, I wanted to go and play with the scissors and be like, oh, what does this do? And then to get to like have free reign in there, I was like, this is fun.
Was there like something you really wanted to take from the set that you just like didn't, like there was something like you were like eyeballing at all, like, okay, I might not?
If anything, it would be shears. Just because I think they're funny, and like I'm like, oh, it'd be a cute little memory, like cut color murder, and then, but I didn't take them.
I just so many like dope characters in the movie. I just want to know, like, if you could play another character in the film, like which character would you play?
Oh, I'd play Allie if I could play another character. I think that her story is really cool, and I like how much of a backstory she has and how much that contributes to her whole existence and life as a makeshift detective. I think that would be a really fun thing to explore.
How would you think, like, how is your like detective skills, like for like you personally, like could you pull off an alley, like if somebody came to you in real life, like wanted you to solve a case?
Excellent. I'm very good at it. I can find anything on the internet. I'm very good at that for no reason. I've just
what's like one thing like somebody wanted you to solve that you solved that you kind of like, oh, I was actually kind of surprised that I solved that.
Mutual friends, like it's like you can actually, if you follow the whole thing of whatever 6 degrees of separation, like everybody does know everybody. So if you know somebody who, and like you can go to what they like and whatever, and people just kind of, it's all there. It's just a matter of putting the puzzle pieces together.
Okay. You're a woman like with many talents. I was doing my research. I saw you're like a great swimmer, ice skater, now actor and everything. Like, how would you do in a beauty pageant yourself? Like,
I mean, I think with those skills, I think I could be fine. I hadn't done it until this movie. I did have some experience modeling as a kid, but I think I could survive the pageant world. Skating is kind of similar.
The scene where you have to showcase like your skills or like that certain like talent, like what would you be yours? Because you kind of have like a lot. Like what would be like?
What would my talent be? It'd be kind of hard to put skates on.
Yeah.
Do that on the stage. Excuse me, please roll out the ice rink. What would my skill be? I could do like poetry recitation. I think I could do that. I'd pull that off well.
Do you have one up in your, like just up your alley that like, yo, I definitely would like this herb.
I mean, I'm going to need to prepare this a little bit first. Can you imagine if I went up and started doing like Dr. Seuss?
I need the crowd to look at you crazy, or I don't know, the way you play it off, they probably wouldn't even know. Some people could play it off.
I could make them cry.
Like my friends had definitely said some Dr. Seuss lines to me, and I had no idea until like later. I was like, oh, I wasn't really thinking it. Like the way they said it, and like the way they said it and like presented it. I was like, oh, I didn't know that was Dr. Seuss. I thought that you were actually like.
We're like, wow, that's deep. And then they're like, it's Dr. Seuss.
And then like, yeah, I'd be like, oh, then that's actually, yeah, that is Dr. Seuss. I know exactly what that is. Yeah, no. Is it going to be a sequel to the film? Because I was like, okay, you got kind of left it open for a back door. Like,
I hope so. Okay, reading the script and I read that. Whoa, because I was like, oh, okay, nice resolution. Wait a minute, what? And then seeing it in the movie, I was like, so I hope we have a second one. That would be fun. I'd love to.
Which character do you like, you think you would least get along with, like in real life, if you hadn't,
like Grace life? To
yeah, men. Yeah, Grace to anybody in the film, like all the characters in the film, like who'd you? Mm-hmm.
Oh. I want to say like, oh, maybe
Connor's mom was annoying me. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. No. probably her. Yeah, actually, yes. I was thinking, I was like, maybe Mitzi, but then I was like, no, I'd be able to kind of like control it a bit. Like, no, Connor's mom, I'd be like.
It was at the point like Connor was uncomfortable. I was like, can you let her just live? Like, she's not even trying to. I think it was the shop scene. I was done with Connor's mom. Like, when Connor was talking to Chelsea, and then she was like, don't talk to her. I was like, is it really that serious, yo?
I was shooting that. It was so funny. It was so hard not to laugh because I was like, because she does such a good job of being so mean to me that I'm like, is it the end of the world? Are we gonna be okay?
No, I was like, it was not necessary like that at all. It's like, just they're kids, like let them have fun. Like, she can talk to her in the shop. Like, it's not, they're not even on stage or anything. Like, it's not that serious. Like, yeah. Life still goes on after the fact. How was it like being Miss Golden Peak?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was so fun. It was so fun to have a crown on and walk on the stage and be like, I won, and have the flowers. It was so fun. And then walking after we finished that scene, I walked back into the green room and had all my sash and crown and all that. And I looked at everyone. And I was like, guys, I won. And everyone started clapping. It's such a fun cast. We all get along so well. We are a family.
What was like your favorite scene to shoot in the film?
The opening scene with me and Julie, where I have a hair dryer, and like we're both in pajamas.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I felt like my like weapon of choice is a hair dryer. I was like, shooting that was really cute, and it was nighttime, and Julie's lovely, and we just were laughing the whole time. It was really great.
You've seen the film already, right?
I have.
What was like a old snap moment for you, like watching the film back? Cause like, you know, you're shooting and everything, cause you kind of know what happened, but once you see it like on screen, you're like, oh snap, I didn't even know.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
was there any like shocking moment to you that just watching like, as a viewer?
As a viewer, it was like, I mean, it was really satisfying to watch. There's a scene in the salon where it's when Mitzi comes in and there's the whole like back and forth with Sterling, and Sterling gets a haircut, like that whole sequence. That was really cool to see how all of that pieced together, because when we shot that, that was quite a complicated scene to shoot because there's so many mirrors in the salon that making sure that from every angle you can't see a camera was really but complicated, right? So then seeing all of it flow so well together and have it feel, I thought that scene actually really I was happy with how that turned out, because it was, you get a feel for how connected everybody is to each other, even in the community sense. Like I think that scene's a really good one.
Was there like a scene that you shot that was cut that you wish that would have made it in? Or was all your scenes in there?
There were scenes that were cut. I don't remember. There were scenes that were cut before we even shot them. But then, like, that happens. So I don't remember if there's anything that was cut that we shot.
Okay, okay.
I'm happy with it.
Well, if some people have seen you also in Zero Chill, of course, you star as Michaela. I know it's not coming back, but like, what was like one of like the highlights of just shooting that alone?
From episode 10, I have a couple of skating sequences, and those were so fun to shoot. It was phenomenal. And it was just, there was a spotlight above the ice rink, and it was like kind of dark, and my dresses were beautiful, and it was such a great way to finish the series, and I still get chills when I look back at it. It was a lot of fun.
I heard you start. Did you start skating, ice skating at 3? I don't know if that's. Yo, like, how do you? Okay, I could, like, where I was from, we had like a little ice skate arena at our gym, and I'm just like, let me try it for like 30 minutes, and I was just I could either like skate and either not stop, or I would just bust my ass. So I'm like, how do you even learn that at 3? Because I couldn't even learn it when I was like 17. So I
was like, well, I think it's honestly partially because you haven't really developed like any sort of sense of limitation on yourself. So you're kind of just like puttering around as a 3-year-old, like you're not in your head at all. And also, I mean, my dad taught me. So I had a positive association with it from a young age. And I had obviously like one of those like stand thingy, like walkers. And I was like, just walking at that point, but I loved it.
What are 3 tips of advice would you give to somebody that wants to learn how to ice skate?
Expect that it's not going to feel normal. Like you're going to feel unstable, but it's how you approach it. It's like not being afraid of it, because being afraid of it's going to make it worse. Like it's going to make you more tense. It's going to make you not as aware of your body, but it's just like getting yourself calm first and enjoying it and not being afraid of looking and making a mistake or thinking you look stupid. Because if you approach it from a beginner's mindset of like, anything goes and everything is fine and everything I'm doing is right, then you can't go wrong. Make sure that they're tied well and that they're on comfortably, and just have fun, because that's why you're there.
Yeah, no,
and always know that you look cooler. Like, be your own friend. Talk nicely to yourself while you're doing it.
Like, I heard you went, like, I know I mentioned earlier, you did swimming, ice skating. What did you want to be like when you were younger? Because, like, you kind of had options. Like, what did you really want to be?
I wanted to be an actor.
Okay, okay.
I knew. Okay, I knew it at young age. I knew it, like, 7 or 8. And but I liked a lot of things. Like I liked any kind of dance. I did ballet, tap, jazz, lyrical, like briefly hip hop. I played soccer, played basketball, volleyball, tennis. I tried everything because I liked the novelty of it. I like being a beginner at things. I like not knowing, and I like meeting experts, because there's like, it's exciting to watch someone get excited to teach you something that they love too. So being open to that is really fun.
Is there like something you really want to do that you haven't done yet? Cause I mean, you kind of done a lot, but is there something like, yo, I really want to learn. Like, and also you speak like multiple languages too. So I was like, is there anything like you really like, oh, I really wish I could learn that.
I want to play violin. Okay. I don't know how to play violin, but I've wanted to do that for a while. Horseback riding. I've done it, but not like actual like jumping. I think that just looks really impressive. Fencing. I want to try fencing. What else do I want to try? Languages. I would want to learn probably Korean. Because I want to watch a Korean drama and know what's going on and not watch it with subtitles and not watch it dubbed. I want to watch it how it's meant to be watched, because I feel like there's so many things that can get, I hear from people that actually speak Korean, like that there's things that are missed. And I'm like, I don't want to miss anything. I want to know what the tension, like what was, because it takes so much time and effort and care to make a project, and to not be in a position to fully appreciate it, it's like, I don't want to miss out on it.
No, yeah, I watch everything in English subtitles. Like, I really want to learn Korean and Japanese because, like, I'm a big anime person. So
yeah.
You watch anime too?
I watched a lot of anime when I was younger. So I watched, like, Lucky Star was, like, my favorite anime as a kid. And, like, I just was obsessed with it. I haven't watched it in a while, but...
No, yeah, I just like, I really want to learn those languages because, like, even like English subtitles, like, okay, cool, but I still want to know what like they're saying or that.
Yeah.
There's also like things that you just missed out, like the way they, like,
I get what you mean.
Yeah. But also, you appeared on Motherland Fort Salem as well. Like, how was that like?
It was such a cool experience to, because we shot it outside and it was so dramatic and there was like actual fire and the cast is wonderful, so sweet. And our director was fantastic. And it's a really cool show conceptually. So to be a part of it, I'm very proud of that show.
Do you still watch it like today?
I haven't been watching it consistently, but I did watch it. I watched the rest of the first season, started the second season, and I think that they're on their third season now.
Yeah,
I don't
know. I think they're shooting the third one. What was like your favorite character in the show?
I really like Abigail Bellwether. I think that she's really like a strong character, and Ashley Williams, who plays her, I think she does a fantastic job and I enjoy watching her.
Is there any certain shows you kind of like want to be on or a part of that's even like that's out now or being created?
I would love to be on Gossip Girl. That would be so fun. I think I like the reboot. I mean, obviously I love the original, but I also love the reboot. I think it would be really cool to be there and shoot in New York and be a part of that show. I think it's a great show.
What would just be like your dream character for that show? Like, would you want to be like mean or like the nice girl or what?
I think it'd be fun to do both. I'd be honestly open to either.
Would you want to be the one that just like instigates stuff and like dips out the situation when things get tense? You know what I'm saying?
If I'm going to be in it, I'm going to be in the thick of it. I'm not coming in to just like come in and shake it up and then. Like, it's like, I'm going to come in and participate.
No, kind of like, have you watched Game of Thrones before?
No.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Never mind. I'm not sorry. No, but it was just a character in it called Littlefinger. And he kind of like, just without him, the show kind of really doesn't go for me personally. But he was just like the instigator. He made everybody fight with each other or like.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Brainwashed him and everything. Like, yeah.
Does he leave though? Like, does he like.
No, he doesn't. He's always in the thing. He just makes people go against each other that shouldn't even go against each other. Like he'll put people to pit people.
So he stirs the pot.
Yeah, he stirs the pot. But he has a sad ending. Well, not really a sad ending. People don't really.
Don't tell me that.
What about okay, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Spoilers.
You're also in Kung Fu, right? My bad.
Yeah,
Kung Fu. How was that also like? I know that it looks like a really dope show.
It's a really dope show. It is. It really is. And the cast is so cool. Like everybody on it, it was just so. They're also a really cohesive cast and inclusive as well. Like coming in and being new, and they were like, "Yeah, no, hey, welcome, come join." I was like, "Okay." But it was, we shot that one of the days was on a Friday. So it was like from Friday to Saturday, it was a night shoot into my birthday. So like my birthday was on Saturday. And so I had my 22nd birthday surrounded by a whole bunch of actors on a night shoot, throwing plates and doing a fight scene. It was the best way to spend my birthday. I was like, I love my life. This is everything I would have wanted. It was fantastic.
Do you plan on being like more CW shows? I think they don't they shoot in Vancouver?
I don't know. They shoot a lot of CW in Vancouver. Yeah. I mean, definitely. If I had if I get the opportunity, I would love to.
Is it like a show that you really want to like be on? You gotta manifest it.
Oh yeah, no. Yesterday was 2-2-2-2-2 yesterday. Yeah. Portal. So yeah. I think it'd be cool to be on like The Flash. That would be kind of cool.
That's like everybody's favorite show. Like for me, it should be Supernatural and then like The Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are my two favorite shows on CW. Yeah,
Flash is great.
No, Flash is
great. I love Grant Gustin, so like that would be really cool to work with him.
Yeah, I wonder how long they're gonna go for, because it's been like, what is it, nine? They're going on 9 seasons.
I think it was on Deadline. It was like 9 seasons, and yeah. I was like,
they were going like when I was in high school. Now I'm like almost 10 years out of high school. I was like, oh, okay, y'all so good.
You're like,
okay.
Yeah. Barry Allen's still running.
Yeah.
All right.
There's so many things they can do with the Flash and DC and everything. Oh, talk about like that. Would you like want to be a part of like a DC or Marvel film at all? Like, do you like read the comics and everything? Or
so, like, not in depth, not like I'm not like a. I don't know everything about it, but I would definitely want to explore that world and play a superhero. I think that'd be awesome.
Is there like a certain character you wanted to play that hasn't even been out yet? Like there's still a possibility that you still play it.
I want to play the female version of Spider-Man.
Oh yeah. That's
because Tom Holland was like, what if we did a female Spider-Man? And I was like, what if we did that? Yes, I accept.
No, I love the Spideyverse. I also like the last Spider-Man, but the Spideyverse, I think that should be dope. They tied in all the Spider-Mans or Spider-Womans in there. That'd be dope. Yeah. Or Spider-Animals. So they have Spider-Animals. So yeah, that'd be really dope.
I just like how dynamic it is. Like I want to do things that challenge me physically, emotionally, creatively. Like I you don't grow in your comfort zone. I want to get uncomfortable.
Do you plan on like doing, I know you're an actor, like do you plan on doing like writing scripts and also directing in the future?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think that in order to grow, or not even in order to, but I think it helps you grow from looking at things from multiple perspectives. So looking at it from the director's point of view, looking at things from the actor point of view, and screenwriting, and it's all related in terms of respect for each other as well. Like, and even you, I think it would help me in each category to know more about each of them.
That's true. I feel like if you know like the whole film, you'll probably just be like, you'll be a master at your craft. So
yeah.
Yeah. Is there a certain person or like certain thing you like, or a certain movie you like, let's say like if you could remake a movie, like what movie would you remake?
Like to be in?
Like to be in, like say you directed it, acting it, starting it, whatever. Like
just I'd be in Divergent. If I could,
I love that series.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite series?
Those were my, growing up, that was my favorite book series. And then I was a huge fan of the movies. And still am. Like I watched the first one maybe a few months ago, and it brought me right back. And I was like, how did this come out in 2014? Like, what? But I would want to be in that.
Yeah, who's your favorite character? Because I was like, Divergent. Yeah, I like Divergent.
Oh, it's hard. I like them. Well, I would want to play Triss. I think 4 is a really, I think as a character, I think he's very interesting. I read the accompanying, like there's a book that's just about him and his backstory, and I read that as well, and it was great. Like I enjoyed that a lot, so I'd want to know more about him.
Okay. Do you have any upcoming projects you're working on right now, or
not able to say right now, but okay. You know, things are going,
we'll find out in the near future.
Well, okay. Well.